while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the four basic food groups of news.
The four food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing this week?
Alright, got a couple left over from last week, and then got a fresh new slate. So, Forza Horizon 5 rumored for PlayStation.
Yep. Multiple reputed leakers have reported that Forza Horizon 5 may be getting a port to PlayStation during Gamescom, which it didn't, but they said it could be after that as well. But it says on the Infamous Forum, Resetera? I don't know. Never heard of that forum. But anyway, users Nate Drake and Shinobi have both intimated that Xbox has a new PS5 port coming soon. Nate Drake is Nate the Hate, which is very close with the Xbox and a huge leaker for Xbox. Other platforms too, but mostly Xbox. So he's pretty reliable actually. But anyway, says that Xbox's new PS5 port coming soon. Noted leaker Xtas 1S then dropped a Cinco de Mayo GIF, leading many to speculate that the title would be Forza Horizon 5. After four titles reported as part of an experiment, one of them took off. Sea of Thieves has been one of the best-selling games on PS4 and PS5 since it launched back in April, making more ports like this inevitable. So, obviously it wasn't announced at Gamescom to go to PS5, but I think it will, just because we do know now that once upon a time, Indiana Jones is supposed to be a Xbox exclusive, and now they're saying it's going to be on PS5. Almost day one, I believe. So,
I thought Gamescom was still going on at time of recording. I thought it was through the whole weekend.
It could be, but
I think all the major announcements took place.
I figured they would have already announced it.
Yeah, because I think it started Thursday or Friday. Well, today's Saturday, so yeah, it would have been Thursday.
Yeah. It should go on till tomorrow, I believe. But
yeah. I mean, it's still in the realm of possibilities, I guess, but I don't see it happening.
No, I figured that would be like a day one announcement.
Yeah.
That'd be a big deal, but
especially with all the day one announcements they did have.
Right. And since they've already said that they're going to put Indiana Jones on PS5 day one. So,
which we may get down to it, because I mean, it is a topic, but there's no promises that we'll get down to it.
Yeah.
But it is a topic for this week. It's just if we get down that far.
Yeah.
On to the next one. Marvel vs. Capcom collection release date leaks.
Yep, so let me zoom in right here. Marvel vs. Capcom Blah, blah, blah. November 22nd, 2024. Potentially.
You had the original one, didn't you?
What do you mean?
The original Marvel vs. Capcom game.
I did. I can't remember what system I had it for.
Well, it was a 360.
That was
MK versus DC.
Yeah. Yeah. But Marvel vs. Capcom, I can't remember what I had it for.
But you did have it, I'm not wrong.
No, I think it may have been PS1. I think I had it for PS1. But I have emulated it on since then on Dreamcast, I believe, but because that's what most people actually remembered playing it on was Dreamcast for some reason instead of PS1. But
I mean, Sega was bigger then.
Yeah, and I guess Marvel vs. PlayStation was more for mature games at the time. Did you play your kid games on like your Nintendo systems, your Sega systems, and then your PlayStation was your more adult, yeah, I guess, games until Xbox came out in 2000. That was a more adult console then, too. But
at least featuring titles where M-rated games were being more predominant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it got leaked by a Deadpool comic UK retailer. It updated a store page for Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics with all the game details, including the confirmed release date of, like you said, November 22nd, 2024. Which, I mean, it's really no surprise because, yet again, going on with the whole video game, movie collaborations and everything else. Just like how it was with Borderlands last week getting an update for Borderlands 3. The whole nine yards. It's just something that happens now. Which, I mean, I don't know if they've had to been keeping this in their back pocket until after the movie release, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And of course, this was a leak and, you know, an accidental thing by the retailer. Or purpose by the retailer. I mean, who's to actually tell?
Right.
But yeah, I mean I'll probably get this one.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll get a discount on it.
Discount version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those versions better than paying full price.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, November 22nd. They're good games. I mean, it's just your Mortal Kombat style fighting, but
yeah.
Marvel and Capcom players.
2D high school fighter.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'll be Deadpool and Wolverine in this one.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be M-rated, or do you think it'll be T? Because they're not usually known for gore, which is usually what you get your ratings for.
Probably.
But if they have a Deadpool, especially an updated Deadpool, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah, I don't know. With Deadpool, probably M. Just since, especially since the movie just came out and it's rated R. Just to keep the mature rating on.
That, you know, roughly the MCU has had 119-ish F-bombs in their whole things. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 had one, and then the Deadpool Wolverine movie had the rest.
Yeah. Good movie, though.
I'm sure that they'll not cut back.
Yeah.
And they'd be doing a huge sin to actually keep Deadpool quiet, too. Don't want an X-Men's Origins situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they'll do it, but Deadpool's definitely not the type to keep quiet while he's fighting somebody. So.
For sure not. All right. Activision shuts down major modern warfare mod.
Yep. So Activision shut down a major modern warfare mod. It says it wasn't today. It was a last week's topic. So last week, the team members of the mod received a cease and desist order on behalf of Activision Publishing. The team behind free-to-play mod H2M tweeted, "We are complying with this order and shutting down all operations immediately and permanently." The H2M mod project essentially served as a Modern Warfare 2 2009 revival mod that would have added all of the original game's maps, modes, weapons, killstreaks, and more to Modern Warfare Remastered 2. Modern Warfare Remastered, for those of you that don't remember, it came out when Infinite Warfare came out. If you got a special edition of Infinite Warfare, you also got Modern Warfare Remastered, or you could buy it separate. So that this mod would cover, basically be a kind of like a ROM hack for Modern Warfare Remastered, so it'd make it a Modern Warfare 2 Remastered instead. And Activision, of course, caught wind of it early, the day before it was supposed to release, or the day of it was supposed to release, I think, day before, day of, and it they shut it down. And it sucks, because I would have definitely tried it out, but this happens all the time. Like, modders, they just talk about it too much and put it where they shouldn't put it, online, on forums and stuff. No, if you're going to have a mod, keep it low, put it on Discord, the link to download it, put it on Discord, your own Discord server, and then post it on Reddit. Don't put it on Twitter. Don't put it on any other, big thing. Like, Reddit and Discord are the lowest profile you can get with actually getting the word out still.
We don't condone it, but if you're going to do it that way.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And I've seen several modders be successful that way.
Yeah, which, I mean, the game, which, of course, I know, like you said, came out with the Infinite Warfare, so what, we're looking at 2014, 2016-ish? Like,
yeah, in that 14, 15, or 16.
So, I mean, it's already been a while since Dever came out, and like I said, it's not even the updated Modern Warfare's, the new series that came out in 2019, the new, whatever series, they're confusing with all their names.
2009 instead of 2022?
Yeah.
23?
Now with the new MW3, they still got maps, they still got Rust, they got a tuned version of Rust now. So it's nice. Just, I mean, let's be honest, the only reason why you go back and play MW2 is for Rust.
Rust, yeah. A lot of people, that's their favorite Call of Duty, though. One. Like, for me, that's just mostly what I remember is me and you playing Rust and, Pete and Cindy's house that one time when he was in Ohio. Yeah. Like, that's just what I remember. Mm-hmm. Then we got it after that, and we played crap out of Rust. So.
Yeah. And for all I can tell, I think that's the only map anyone wants to play on, because there's literally, or there was, just a section, like, how they got different playlists or whatever, of just Rust 24/7.
Yeah.
Obviously the favorite map.
Right. They only do that with good maps. Like, they do it with Hijacked and Nuketown on Black Ops 2 and, other games too. But,
or like the fact that they literally have two Rust in one game right now.
Yeah.
That and even Ghost technically had Rust, because one of their DLC maps was just a revamped version of it. It was like an aliens-based one. It was the Extraction or whatever.
I didn't have the map pack, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, like I said, they basically had Rust in that game, too. Hmm. So, but yeah,
Activision's reason for shutting it down was that they didn't want it to take any attention away from Black Ops 6 coming out.
I mean, it's fair, but it's a Black Ops game, so we're expecting Nuketown,
It's not the same franchise. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not the same. Like, I'd understand if it was a Black Ops 2 mod or something yeah. in the Black Ops series, because...
I'd even take Cold War. World at War.
Yeah, yeah. Something that... Treyarch related. Like, this isn't even Treyarch.
Nope.
It's Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, if it was like a Black Ops 2 mod, like, I would understand, because most people would probably rather play a Black Ops 2 remaster than maybe the new game. I don't know, but I'm definitely looking forward to trying out Black Ops 6 because it looks good. I'll play it on Game Pass. But,
yeah, we know there's going to be a Nuketown. I mean, it's not been officially leaked yet, but...
You have to.
Since the first Black Ops game, there's not been no Nuketown.
It's too good of a map to not have some kind of version of it.
Black Ops 2 even brought a Zombies map for it.
That was a good map for Zombies. I liked it.
Not buying that first door.
Huh?
I said I'm not buying that first door.
I'm not buying it. Rylan will buy it. But, yeah, it just sucks. I mean, that's a lot of hard work, years and years of hard work, just to be shut down the day before or day of you're going to release it. Like I said, it's just putting the word out there too much.
Yeah, which it's a tale as old as time with gaming world. We're going to have this mod come out. You guys need to go try it, which, I mean, makes sense from a business aspect, but...
Right, but just keep it low. The word will get out, because somebody will see it on Reddit, they'll tell their friend, they'll tell their friend, they'll tell their friend, it'll spread that way. Don't put it on a huge forum or social media, just put it on Reddit, have the link to your Discord in Reddit, join the Discord, download links in the Discord. I mean, that's...
And not everyone's like a Nintendo situation where they encourage fans to do stuff like that, especially for older titles.
Right, yeah, Nintendo... don't care as long as you don't make money off of it. Activision, they don't care. They just don't want you taking away their spotlight.
Yeah. Which I wonder how much was Activision and how much was Microsoft being like, hey, don't let this happen.
Yeah, I mean,
especially still being new to the whole Microsoft community.
Right, and I kind of thought about that too, just I was like, I thought Activision would be better than this once Microsoft took over. But at the same time, like you said, it's a new company. This is the first game released, Call of Duty game released under Microsoft. So they're probably just not taking any chances of anything messing it up.
Yeah, which yet again, it sucks. Because it would definitely have been a nice game, especially to have updated graphics of those games. Because I'm sure the monitors wasn't going to do an emulator situation.
Right.
So I don't even know if you can technically emulate those, at least not the multiplayer side.
No, definitely not.
Campaign or what? MW2 had Spec Ops? Yeah. Or was that just free?
Well, it was called Special Ops, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Same thing, just not abbreviated.
Yeah. I personally thought Spec Ops is better than Modern Warfare 3, but...
I mean, it had 2 years to perfect it at that point.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people prefer Modern Warfare 2 over Modern Warfare 3, but me personally, I prefer Modern Warfare 3. Just...
Yeah. I think that's the first one we really got into, especially together.
Yeah. Yeah, the Spec Ops, that Resistance.
Yeah. The only time it's okay to camp.
Yeah. Camping in the kitchen.
Yep. Gotta go out, buy your claymores, and set the traps.
Yeah.
And hope you pick the right side. Yeah. I hope your orange is right for that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about.
That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the four basic food groups of news.
The four food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a good time.
They did surprise us with a direct.
Yeah, they did. What was it? Tuesday, Wednesday?
I think so, yeah. One of those 2 days.
All right. Nintendo held a Nintendo Direct this past week, but it wasn't a traditional presentation filled with new game announcements and release dates. Instead, the company turned to its history in giving us our first look at the completed Nintendo Museum in Kyoto, Japan, which is now scheduled to open on October 2nd, 2024. The presentation was hosted by none other than Nintendo legend Shigeru Miyamoto, who walked through the main exhibits and activities museum attendees can expect at the new facility. Let's see. It says explore. I'm not even going to try to read that. Poems. Using smart devices and the giant screen on the floor. The Zapper and Scope SP. Experience shooting using the Zapper and Super Scope in the world of Mario that spreads out on giant screen in front of you. Ultra Machine SP. A batting cage experience inside a room. Hit the balls pitched by the Ultra Machine. Ultra Hand SP. Use the Ultra Hand to grab the balls rolling down the lanes and drop them into the pipes. And then others. But, it says that he didn't say this in the direct, but I got this afterwards. It says visitors can't see every attraction with a single ticket. Yes. So you have to go multiple times because it says each visitor's play ticket is preloaded with 10 coins. And it says digital coins, which can be used only inside the museum, are required to experience the interactive exhibits. Each visitor play ticket is loaded with 10 coins upon entering the museum. Visitors may experience the interactive exhibits as much as those 10 coins allow. Consider which exhibits you want to try and the other of coins required, and then experience the interactive exhibits of your choice. Please note that you cannot purchase additional coins. You can't purchase additional coins in the same day. So you have to do it multiple days. But,
So that's taking a Disney approach.
Yeah. Which it kind of sucks, but I kind of understand too. That way it doesn't get over, you know.
Well, Madden, it's not bad price like it would be over here. It's because I transferred what it cost in yen to US dollars. And for anyone above the age of 16, it's only $22 to get in.
That's not bad at all.
And that comes with your 10 coins. And I believe you said there's 8 exhibits, which is a whole Nintendo thing because, you know, the original Mario had 8 worlds. Zelda had 8 worlds. So I've heard that little Easter egg in there. I was like, oh, you got 8 exhibits. Just so happens to be that, you know, you guys are usually 8 based on whatever it is.
Right.
At least in the older titles. Because I think Metroid had 8 different sections too.
It could. I don't remember for sure, but it's really cool, the museum. But especially that it's not just Nintendo's video game. Like, it takes back to their early history where they made toys first and then transitioned over to video games and then just playing
cards first, because that's what you get, like an old playing card.
Yeah.
You can design it however you want, but they do have like the traditional like 1800s playing card style stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then playing on the giant controllers, he demonstrated, him and an employee played the original Mario. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was surprised because I just thought the Super Scope was a thing for, because obviously it didn't get released over here in the United States, but I thought the Super Scope was just a, you know, item in Super Smash Bros. Melee. I didn't realize it was an actual zapper situation.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Obviously, like I said, we never seen it. I've seen the zapper, you know, for the NES, for the Duck Hunt, but...
But we didn't have Super Scope over here.
Right.
Except for in Melee, it was a weapon that you could obtain.
Yeah.
Overpowered one at that.
No, definitely. Definitely was.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
But yeah, it's definitely, I mean, $22, you can't, and I think anyone 5 and under are free. And then, like I said, I didn't do the conversion for anything less because, you know, I'm above the age of 16.
Right.
But it's, like I said, it's $22.50, I think, is what it equated out to from US dollar to yen.
Yeah, definitely not bad. I'd love to go. Maybe eventually they'll bring a location over here in the United States. They usually do with like their amusement park and stuff like that. So, be a little closer than going to Japan.
I don't know if they would necessarily do that or not, because they got Nintendo Land in, I think, California now, and I think one's coming to Orlando. Florida.
Yeah. So they might put a museum in California or Florida too.
Yeah. Which I wouldn't mind going to the actual Japan one. It's just figuring out that, because, like I said, the actual go to the museum part is free. It's just expensive getting over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely looks good. And I mean, like you said, it sucks that you gotta pay for different days, but if I was going there for that, to Japan for any reason, I think I would just do like video game based stuff anyways.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to go to the actual Nintendo store. I mean, I know there's one in New York, but if you're in Japan, just go to the Nintendo store there too. But
and even Sony stuff too. I mean, Sony has stuff there as well.
Yeah, definitely Nintendo store, Nintendo museum, you know, whatever Sony has for theirs.
Be my ideal Japan trip.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I don't know, they just have a bunch of stuff that we don't have over here, video games based. Like, they have, like you said, that, I don't even know if we ever got to. I think we just dismissed the topic of the gotcha keychains, you know, out of the vending machines for the controller buttons and stuff. I got them. I got the second volume of them. I ordered them from Japan. So I have them. Pretty cool.
Well, they actually work, don't they? It's just keychain mod.
Basically. Yeah, it's real buttons. Like, you can, if anything's broke on your controllers, your analog stick or your buttons, they fit, drop in to your original controllers.
I mean, I don't think it was initially meant for spare parts, but it does work out.
No, they weren't, but they definitely do.
We already know how Ashton used his.
No, I kept them. I'm not going to take them apart. I don't need spare parts for this. I do need to get a new Nintendo Switch Pro Controller with left stick. It's starting to drift, so I gotta get a spare one of those.
It'll do it for free.
I don't know. It's pretty heavily used. I know they would for the Joy-Cons, but I don't think they do for a Pro Controller.
Oh, I thought you said Joy-Con, my bad.
No, I already replaced my Joy-Cons sticks.
Gotcha.
But no, I've had this Pro Controller 7 years, and so it's been used pretty good. It just started messing up yesterday. It's because that's what I use to play on PC, too, is my Switch Pro Controller.
Yeah, it's definitely well used, man.
Yeah.
When I'm playing on PC, I'm using the Xbox controller or keyboard and mouse if it's a shooter.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing I don't understand. It's easier to use keyboard and mouse on Call of Duty. Like I said, on XFine, it was a lot harder to use keyboard and mouse than what it was controller. I don't know what the logic is behind it. I don't know if it's just where I had different shooter settings, maybe, without me noticing.
Could have.
You know, it's also comparing Ubisoft to Activision.
Yeah.
Ubisoft may not shut down modders, but they're not as good gaming-wise, I don't think.
Definitely not.
Personal opinion.
I don't think so. They haven't been for you.
With me.
Yeah, they're the ones that say that we need to get used to not owning our games. So.
Yeah. Especially in a made... Well, I'm not going to say majority, but quite a bit of people are switching to digital now.
Yeah.
I mean, partway due to, like, even, like, my PC, it's digital only. Didn't realize that when I bought it, but, you know, that's what it is. So, you got stuff like that, and obviously, now console options, you got a difference in between having a disc drive and no disc drive.
Yeah, if I buy a console, it's going to be physical if they offer it, the physical version.
Which I say is, slowly, I think the disc drives are going to go away.
Oh, definitely.
Especially when they realize that they can charge you the same price for a digital game and what they can for a physical game.
Yeah, they already do.
Minus the NES Classic Edition, like we was talking about, or the Speedrun Classic.
Yeah, we was talking about NES earlier. Championships or whatever.
It's half price for digital, but you get, I think, all kinds of different...
You get a bunch of stuff. Can't remember what all you do get. I think we might have went over it.
Maybe
we did.
I'm not known for remembering things.
If we didn't, I know me and Rowland did, but I know I've talked about it on a podcast.
It wasn't on this podcast, it's on his other podcast.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, don't got time for one more, but you can go check out Action's Ever podcast if it wasn't on this one.
Yeah, it's Two Brothers Gaming. We've collabed a couple times. Rowan.
Yeah. Had Rowan over here.
Yeah.
Chris is going to be buying first door in Black Ops 6.
Yeah, yeah. Either him or Cole can buy it.
I refuse. Those days are over for me.
I did see, though, but they're going to make it to... I think it's true that they're going to make it where you can split the cost of doors.
Okay.
Instead of just one person having to buy the full amount.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely does. Then I've also seen that Zombies is, like, if offline only, of course, but offline Zombies is going to have a save and quit option. So if you're in like level 20, round 20, and you got to do something, you can save and quit, and you'll start right off in round 20. That'd be rough, but you can.
I mean, really, is it any different from in the past when you just paused it if you wasn't playing online? I mean, then you had to worry about power going out or whatever by a slim chance, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I know I saved and came back to it plenty of times.
Yeah. But
not that I was known to make it after round 20 a lot, but typically I get bored pretty quick if I'm not playing with people on Zombies.
Yeah, I gotta be playing with somebody. I can't play by myself. It's too boring for me.
I tries to get round 100 by myself.
Yeah.
It just gets boring and repetitive.
Yeah. That's a mode to me that you have to play with friends. It's
yeah.
Even Which I can play multiplayer by myself, but I still prefer two with friends.
Yeah. Because the bots aren't really, even on veteran, the bots aren't really that good.
No.
We did not make it to GamesCon. I'm surprised, actually.
Yeah, I was too. I figured we'd go through most of the topics.
So that will probably be lost to win next week.
Yeah.
Especially since we minorly mentioned it today.
I guess we could still go over the next topic next week. But
say, but if I go into the GamesCon one, it's probably going to be in over 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, we'll just skip that one next week then. If you want to know what it was just what our favorite thing that was announced at Gamescom. But you can look and see what was announced at Gamescom.
Yeah.
For yourself.
And we'll just, I didn't say it earlier, but it's definitely based on a topic that we did talk about earlier.
Yeah.
But thank you for watching or listening, guys. We appreciate it. Follow our socials on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Discord. We got merch on Redbubble. Can't remember what Ashton said the other one was.
T Public.
I was close.
You was close.
I was close.
You get a shirt like this. This is my other podcast shirt, but the other one looks kind of like this. Just has our logo on it. It's good quality. T Public has really good quality.
Got anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Later, guys.
Catch you guys next week.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the four basic food groups of news.
The four food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.